वाशिंगटन, JAMA वाशिंगटन। CA 2022, where he was rear-ended as a restrained rear seat passenger on the left side. He was sitting behind the driver. The impact caused him some headaches, along with just some spots on the vision, pain in the neck and lower back with radiation to the right arm, and some pain in the right knee. Currently, the patient reports that his pain in the right knee is around 6. He can walk reasonably good up to a mile without any issues, and he can also do one flight easily. In the shoulders, both the shoulders can go 180 degrees of abduction without any restriction or any pain. And neck pain is around 8 with radiation to the right arm. It doesn't go below the wrist, sorry, below the elbow region. And he also has some pain in the elbow, 4 to 5. His pain in the lower back is around 8 with no radiation to the legs. He has been doing physical therapy 3 times per week. And his shoulder pain has improved, and he's showing some improvement. Overall, pain varies from 6 to 9 in these areas, and occasionally there is some pain in the anterior part of the right, anterior part of the left leg. ADLs are affected around 7 as follows. The sleep is affected 7. The rest of the ADLs are not gravely affected. Enjoyment of life is affected 6. And patient reports no improvement as of today with the management of his situation. In the system review, patient has severe headaches which are which last 4 to 5 hours, and they are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Along with this, his spots in the eyes are still present, but some depression. However, he denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances of any other kind, no blackouts, fainting, seizures. He denies loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. He also has no confusion, disorientation. He denies any anxiety, panic, PTSD. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the neck and lower back stiffness, and he has neck pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, lower back pain, and also knee pain on the right, around 6. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or difficulty in swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports the pain level has remained the same, and he reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma, and current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. And substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 122 over 87, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 7/21/2022, dictation number 0722-095. And with the only difference that both the shoulders have no tender points, and the range of motion of the both shoulders is 180 degrees. And no tenderness of the AC joint is noticed. Ocken Kennedy test, speed test, near test are negative bilaterally, as well as the contour of the shoulder on inspection. Palpation is completely normal, and active motions is completely normal. There is no anterior posterior apprehension or drop arm test is negative. Muscle strength is completely normal. However, the cervical spine and lumbar spine examination is the same, and diagnoses are the same. Plan of care is as follows. I provided theory set 1 to 2 every 6-hour PRN for headaches, 150 of them, and Tylenol with codeine number 4, one tablet once a day, PRN basis, 30 tablets for pain relief. In addition, patient continues on his regular medication, Mobic, 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Scalaxin, 800 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for nerve pain, lidocaine ointment is provided, and Ambien 5 mg for sleep is provided, Imitrex tablet 100 mg for one or two on a severe headaches are also provided. Patient will continue his physical therapy, has been referred to chiropractor, and his an MRI for cervical spine and lumbar spine has been ordered. The patient will be seen in 30 days time. when the further update of the treatment plan will be conducted. For now, he will continue his physical therapy 3 times per week on neck, mid-back, lower back, right knee and right sacroiliac joint with the traction massage, aquatherapy, and massage and other treatments. He is referred to a chiropractor for additional treatment, and he remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation. Thank you. End of dictation.